It is my distinct pleasure to welcome you to this week's edition of Heartline. Heartline is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home of Fresno. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Always a treat to turn on the machine and start our conversation that results in Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home. As I email off this file to Ken Adams, and he magically turns it into a radio program. Ken, thanks again for your work. We are in Jerry Brenneman's office, as is the usual pattern, if you've listened before. And Jerry is here. And Jerry, we have a friend with us, a new friend, who is in the Crossroads program. And I'm kind of excited to hear about the amazing race and the garden and all the other exciting things that have been going on here at Evangel Home. So I'll let you make those introductions, and we'll have a conversation.
All right. Thanks, Jim. You know, several years ago, somebody came in here and said, this doesn't smell like a homeless shelter.
Yeah.
And I think when you just said things like Amazing Race and a garden, nothing about here smells or looks like a homeless shelter. But that's really what we are. But our women, we don't want them to go through this program or even through the crisis home only identifying with being a homeless woman or a woman in the garden who's got some legal issues maybe. There is so much more to their lives than that one piece of being homeless. So the more fun things we do, I think the more normal. I realize people can't see me doing that, but
quote.
they want to do things that everybody else does, but they don't, for whatever reason, get the opportunity. They haven't had the chance to do it. They don't get the follow through. They don't have the good network of people to help them with that. So those two events you just mentioned are probably the Amazing Race we've done for 7 years. And that has just become one of our most wonderful, fun weeks. The garden is something new. Now, when our listening friends hear me say the garden, they think about our garden program, alternative
right.
sentencing. But there is actually a garden with dirt in it, and soon it will have vegetables. And I want to back into that one, Jim, if I may, and then Melissa can kind of forward into that one. Several weeks, months ago, the city, Caltrans, and Fresno Metro Ministries, and I probably don't have my order of things right, but the three of those entities partnered and bought some land, donated land at Belmont and Poplar, which has become the Lowell Community Garden, the Lowell neighborhood being one of the poorest in Fresno. And you can get a plot of that land for like a ridiculous amount of money. You rent it, and then you can plant vegetables and flowers in it. And there is a community, kind of a community oath, a commitment. You don't go in there and mess with other people's stuff. You take care of it. And one of the things I really liked about getting into that, it gives our women something to take care of, but it also gives them something to watch out for. They have an advisory board. I would love to see one of our gals be on that sometime. You know, that's regular life out there where you're making the best and you're contributing. And we were down there about a week and a half ago as part of the Amazing Race. We started it that day. And the women, we had gone down earlier and put things, buried things in those plots of dirt, and the gals had to find them. And they were working like crazy. And this very, I don't know that they were a homeless couple, but they were toothless and they looked pretty rugged. They came up and they were so happy. Now, this garden is at Belmont and Poplar under the underpass. It is not a beautiful area. Mm-hmm. And they came up to us and they had 2 six-packs of sodas that they handed us over the fence. They were so jazzed, I guess. They were so happy that we were there. And that they were so cute because the garden by then had been up and running for several weeks. And they were so happy. And they said, oh, we really like this. We even volunteered for about 30 minutes. And off they went.
For some people, that's commitment.
That was commitment. Adolf and Laura, that was commitment. And I will never forget them. There was just something about that gift of 2 six-packs of soda. It was really a gift.
Wow. Well, Melissa, let's get acquainted with you just a little bit. Now, are you part of the gardening process? Will you be raising vegetables?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm excited about it. Good. Actually, when we went for the great race, I had so much fun in the dirt, we didn't leave. Even when Jessica couldn't find her little toy, we were all in there, elbows, knees, everything.
Well, let me explain about that.
Well, we'll come back to that. Right now, I want to find out about Melissa, because we have a time crunch here, and her story is what I want to tell at this point. How did you come to be an evangelist? What was your world like?
Oh, it was kind of a crazy bad world. Well, I don't know, going all the way back, I was married at one point and was married for 8 years, and we went through a divorce, and instead of pulling myself up, I kind of wallowed in my misery and gave up 13 years of sobriety, and with that became behaviors that stuck me incarcerated. And then I did 2 years at Valley State Prison for Women. And then when I got out, because I was on probation prior to that, they violated me for going to prison. So I got 2 more years. So by the time I got out, I was no longer on parole. Mm. And I had nowhere to go. And here I went from having everything told to me what to do, where to go, who to be with. I'd burnt all my bridges before I went in there. I was a different person than who went in, mm-hmm. that came out, but I wasn't quite structured. I didn't know whether to go left or right or forward. I sat at that bus stop for like 2 or 4 hours.
Wow.
You can't go back to your family that you just destroyed. And, you can't go back to the people that you knew. And so at that time, I had a mentor, and she was going to a church with me, and she happens to make the quilts for the ladies here. And she had must have given me 4 flyers, was a big hint for me. Hint. So I came by. I saw that there was a 28-day shelter, and I let them know that Sharon had sent me. And
So you didn't call. You just walked up and knocked on the door?
No, I called.
Oh, okay.
I called, and then they had me come in, and then I stayed at the shelter, and once you're here, that's it.
Yeah. Well, one of the questions that I frequently ask of our ladies, I mean, when you think of shelter, is that what you got when you arrived here? You walked in the door, you looked around and thought, oh, shelter?
Oh, no, actually. Wrong house is what I was thinking.
Wrong house. I like that. Never got that answer before. I like that. So you're, yeah.
And then... just a bunch of women around. I wasn't familiar with women that were trustworthy. I was constantly looking behind me to see what people were doing because I was sitting in a big chair. And they were like, read this paper. I must have looked at that paper 5 times. I couldn't read
that
it.
That was the rule?
Yeah. Oh, those. Still working on that.
So at some point, as you looked down the road, I mean, when did you become aware of the Crossroads program and consider something that it might be for you?
Almost right away. I just so happened to be sitting in there when the garden program was in there, and they thought I was going there. And I said, no, the other program. I didn't know there was 3. And they go, oh, so you're going to Crossroads next door. And then that's when I grabbed the pamphlet and started looking over, and I started asking questions. And there's a process that you go through to get to know what the requirements are. And
how long have you been in Crossroads?
Since March.
Not very long.
So just a couple, 3 months maybe?
Mm-hmm.
So you got a long ways to go.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Jerry, do you have any recollections of Melissa here in the crisis home?
You know, Jim, I do, and I have to confess that for the longest time I thought she was somebody else. How's that, Melissa? But after I realized, no, she really wasn't that other woman, who I really did like. It was someone who had been here before and was able to really appreciate Melissa. There was just always, I think, a wonderful rock-solid foundation to her. Once, she's kind of like those toys we used to have when we were kids, the clowns or whatever, the blow-up things with sand in the bottom, the punching bag toys, right?
Yeah.
And you just pummel those things, and they won't knock over.
Weebles wobble, but they won't fall down.
And that's what Melissa reminds me of. I think she can take a lot of knocks, a lot of punches, and I think she's going to land on her feet. That I hope and pray, because they're just wonderful. There's wonderful stuff in there, Jim, and it's like you spend any time with some of these women, and you want, in a way, you want the rest of your life to be connected with them.
Mm-hmm.
In a good way. And I see that with Melissa, that there's so many ways she can stay in contact with us forever.
Melissa, going back, you said that after your divorce, you fell off the wagon. So alcoholism had been part of your life before. Is that correct?
No, actually, I was a bartender, and I didn't really drink much. But it opened a gateway for that kind of behavior, the people, some of the staff, and then it went on to harder drugs.
Okay. So now you've been in Crossroads for three months or so. Impressions?
I love it. I love it a lot with all my heart. I don't think I would have made it if they weren't here.
Yeah. No, we get that. And it's okay. What about family? Is there any grounds, any hope of any kind of reconciliation and restoration?
They are my family. Mm-hmm. But my relatives, you know, a lot of them are worse off than I was when I went in. And so I don't chase them. You know, you got to start with you. And a lot of these classes that they offer are things that I never got a chance to learn. You know, I left home when I was 11, and I didn't know anything about boundaries or structure or anything like that, so now I get to.
Wow. I know it's hard. Thank you, and I apologize if I crossed the line there with you. We got a couple of minutes. I don't know if we can do Amazing Race much justice in 2 minutes. We'll introduce that next week. But the garden, talk about that. I mean, is there any metaphor there for you of new life and all of that? Have you thought in those terms?
Actually, the great race that we had, the theme was the wind of revival, and it had butterflies and changing. And, you know, I think about the butterflies there and the growth for the garden. And, you know, you start out small and then it grows into something that's completely different after it goes through the change. But if you don't let it go through the change, you won't get to where you need to be, whether mm-hmm. you're the butterfly or the flower or whatnot. So I just want people to have hope that there's places like this out there that really do care for people.
You just answered the next question. What's your message to someone who's out there and is where you were? Well, what a great object lesson, Melissa, you are. I mean, it's obviously very individual and very personal, and I'm not – that's the important part. But my listening friend, God's at work here, and what he's doing through Evangel Home is changing lives. Melissa's not the same person she was, and probably won't ever be that person again because of what God's doing here at Evangel Home. This is the tool he happened to use. This is where he's ministering in that way to these women right now. And so we want you to pray and help us when you can. If you run out of ideas, give us a call, 264-4714. Somebody will answer the phone, and you'll get answers to your questions. Now we're out of time. Jerry, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
My listening friend, thanks for joining us. Invite a friend to tune in next week, same time, same station, new story on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code, 264-4714, or online, evangelhome.org. Join us again next time for The Adventure, the radio adventure on Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.